sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies.
Hey folks, this is Ted Canty coming at you with the Online Money Machine Show. We're back in action and coming at you from Detroit, Michigan. And this episode is going to feature some great news about dental marketing. So all the dentists out there in the dental field, if you're selling Invisalign, cosmetic dentistry, any kind of veneers or luminaires, I want you to listen up and take some notes because we got some great information here for you. Also, for all the medical doctors out there, surgeons, weight loss surgery, plastic surgery, you're going to want to listen up and take some notes because I just want to bring your attention some great things that are happening in the field of medical marketing and some of the changes that you need to be aware of. So listen up, enjoy the show, and welcome. I am Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and New York City, living in Detroit, living the dream, as my good friend George says. And we are looking at nothing short of a revolution in the Motor City, doing some fantastic things here in all areas of life. There's a big art revolution here, and there's also a big film revolution going on in the streets of Detroit. And along with that, there's a medical revolution happening too, because a lot of business owners really do not want to spend any money on extra things, such as pay-per-click advertising, any kind of yellow book advertising, billboards, television, radio. You know, the people that contact my office are usually the ones who they want to be more effective without having to do all the traditional types of advertising. And thank goodness for the new style that's upon us with Web 2.0 and SEO, that is search engine optimization, traffic websites, viral media, viral websites, viral video. I mean, this is amazing stuff here. Podcasting, which is what you're listening to now. That is incredible. And we're living in a very unique time in history when we can really zero target the type of clients that we want to focus in on. And that's what this is about. So I want to tell you really quickly, I was in Borders Bookstore not too long ago, going through the medical marketing books. And I was really kind of shocked to find out that there was not too many books out there for how to market your practice. And there was one book in particular on how to set up your medical office and your medical practice. But when it came to marketing, there's only one page and the whole book, you know, dedicated towards this. Really basic stuff was featured, you know, how to get a website, how to get a domain name, how you should probably get a blog, you know, really, really basic information. So I want to kind of break it down for you a little more than the one pager. So I hope you're taking some notes. This is some great stuff. Here's the deal. There's three things you need to know about your website that is really, really important. You know, there probably isn't a week that goes by lately that I get contacted by people of the marketing persuasion who have domain names they want to sell me. And it's always interesting to me because they always have domains that could possibly boost up my business. There's no guarantee that they will, but if these domain names are used with the right context of web pages, there's a good possibility that I can make some headway with them online. But I want to caution you against spending a lot of money with URL or domain name brokers, because they can be very expensive. I've seen domains go as high as $2,000 to $40,000, and that's just for the domain name. Realistically, you can probably get around that fee with a $2 investment. $2 to $15 on the average. And I'm serious. I mean, I would never consider spending that kind of money on a domain name unless it was a trademark infringement or something, or or some sort of, you know, I mean, if it was really, really close to, you know, to a, I don't know, unique situation. But most cases, I can get around it. So if that's your hang-up lately, and I notice this is the case for a lot of business owners, keep in mind that there is a way around it. Number two, the lot. Well, here's something big for you. A huge reason why a lot of websites are not found on the web, on the internet search engines, kind of stems around the idea of there's a lack of critical data in your website. One big common mistake is sitemaps. The loss of sitemaps or the missing sitemaps. Or they could be actually formatted improperly, is a huge concern. Really, you're looking at about, there should be like four different styles of sitemaps on your website. And obviously one is HTML, but there's three others that you need to be aware of. And quite honestly, most websites I run into, if they do have a sitemap included on their site that indexes all our pages, it's formatted improperly. A lot of car companies make this mistake. Car companies and I don't get along too well because I tell them the truth and they don't want to hear it. So we tend to they find my truth very antagonizing, I suppose. But the thing is, when it comes down to really moving products or services, which is what I do, I have to be absolutely 100% correct about what I do. You know what's funny, folks? As I talk to you right now, I am still unemployed, technically, in Detroit. And I've lived here for 10 years. Technically, on the books, I am unemployed. I'm a bum. But I'm a bum that makes a lot of money, and I'm still unemployed, according to the definition. But look at my track record. I mean, I work with Windsor Beauty. I've helped them build 5 locations in as little as 7 years. Sterling Dental has 4 locations because of the work that we've done together. Very, very important to keep this in mind, folks. And also some hydroponic companies I'm working with have experienced incredible growth. We're looking at 2 stores, retail outlets, in just as little as, 5 months. Pretty amazing. So I know what I'm doing. Okay, the third thing most medical websites and dental websites and chiropractic websites make is very, very simple. They have a lot of flash going on, a lot of JavaScript drop-down menus, a lot of animation in their sites. And I have nothing against really flashy sites, but do yourself a favor and build some extra sites that search engine spiders can actually crawl through and index properly. And here's the problem. You know, a lot of websites just don't have the goods. They don't have what it takes. Flash is a great technology. Animation is wonderful. But if your phone number, if your address is embedded inside the animation, search engine spiders cannot read it. Okay, that's a really big problem. So if you're wondering why the phone's not ringing, that is a big fundamental screw up. I don't see a whole lot of activity happening when that format a website is presented. So be very, very careful what you do. And I'm talking to the dentists out there who are actually renting their equipment. If you're at a doctor's office and you're renting the building, and you're paying a salary, and you're also paying a lot of expenses, and you're relying on this website to do the heavy lifting for you, you're going to be very disappointed with the results. So it's very, very important too when you consider this fact. Very, very important. Your website, your area of practice probably goes like about a 3-mile, between 3 to 7 mile radius for most of your patients. And if you're not reaching them effectively, that's a problem. So I see a lot of mistakes on the web. Those are just some of the few things that I see. And you wonder why no one's buying your services. This is a big part of it. So, anyway, I am Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director. I've worked in the mean streets of Chicago and New York City, and now I'm actually back here in Detroit, and I'm helping a lot of businesses grow in practice. So, this is amazing, amazing time that we're living in. Major newspapers are folding up. Ann Arbor News is no longer with us, and the Eccentric newspapers have folded up. Muskegon Chronicle has actually shut down and moved towards Grand Rapids, and there's a big shift of newspapers, actually kind of consolidating and moving in together, so to speak. And a lot of doctors' offices don't have a lot of places, a lot of avenues to really advertise online or advertise really anywhere without going back to the expensive type of advertising. A lot of my clients don't like Yellow Pages or pay-per-click, so these are some of the things I help out with. Now, moving along, I would like to kind of focus on some of the other areas of interest of dental marketing and online I see a problem with. Now, I want you to take in consideration for a moment of how people search for your services on the web. There's a lot of social media sites out there. People actually leave comments and they'll leave testimonials of their experiences on Web 2.0. There's a site called Yelp.com. It's Y-E-L-P. A lot of clients go on there. A lot of your patients probably go on there, and they'll grade restaurants or their customer experiences. But there's other sites too that are more more focused to the cities that you live in, that'll do this. And sometimes, unfairly or not, they will write things that are very derogatory about your practice, and there's no way to really get them off. So, fortunately, there's a way around that. We have a new program now that's more city-focused, where we can actually build pages and build up your business and save your online reputation. And you know, I'm seeing a lot of this happen with a lot of, it's not fair that this happens, but a lot of businesses kind of go at each other's throats. And I'm actually helping a limo company right now with this type of problem, with a former employee has actually left the company, and he's kind of trashing the company online. He's doing a very good job, and quite a few of his allegations are off base. So I'm able to go in there and lend a hand and do some reputation repair. So that's really what I do. Folks, my number is really, really easy to remember if you write it down. So please write it down. It's 248-631-9211. That's 248-631-9211. You can contact me directly. That's fine. I have an 800 number too. You might want to write this one down. It's 1-888-305-2532. That's 1-888-305-2532. Now, that's a really important thing to keep in mind. There's a couple different ways you can see how popular you are. I'm going to try to explain this verbally, and hopefully it'll make sense to you. I do have a PDF file that I could forward you that has an illustration in here how this works. But here's how it goes. You're going to want to log on to Google. Type in the word links. It's L-I-N-K-S. And then quotations, www.yourwebsite.com, ending quotations, hit send, and it will show you how many links you have to your site. Most companies have about 60 links, which isn't great, but that's the reality. My personal sites, and my name as well, you can type in Ted Cantu or one of my sites. Or TedCantu.com is one. OneSEOMichigan.com is another one. You'll find that I have about 40, anywhere between 40 to 80,000 links myself. When it happens, you're positioned pretty well and people can contact you. You're highly visible. You have a lot of fingers on the web that pull in leads, and that's really, really great. So you want to check your own popularity. Two, check out your site, how effective it is by going to a website creator, you know, online. There's one called HubSpot, which is actually pretty good. They do a very thorough job. HubSpot.com. You just plug your website in, it'll tell you how popular you are online. Another one is SEOcentro.com. They're not quite as thorough as HubSpot, but I like it because it's quick and fast, and they tell you exactly where you're, if you're on track or not. You know, if you have any kind of red check marks on your grade, it's like a report card. It's those are areas that you need to fix. Anything in green is good to go. You're on the right track. So you want a whole green reading if you can. That's really, really important. A lot of times people put titles in, or they'll stuff like 600 keywords in the keyword section on their pages, or none at all, which is really bad. There's a number for each part. Your title has to be so many characters. If it's over, it's going to get overlooked. Your description has to have so many characters into it. They have to be formatted a certain way. And the keywords have to be really specific to what people physically type in. There's word banks on the web right now. There's quite a few of them, actually. Some are paid, some are free, different services. And you can find out what keyword phrases are. And those keyword phrases have to be formatted in a certain way, placed into your pages, so that search engines will read them. And there's some on-page things that we should look at, too, as how your words are formatted, how you get picked up. Now, let's say, for example, we do all these things and the phone's still not ringing. What do we do then? How do we get the Invisalign people? How do we get cosmetic dentistry? How do we get plastic surgery or rhinoplasty or any kind of plastic, breast augmentation? How do we get this the people to find us? We have built a really great six-step funnel process using social media, Web 2.0, and we are able to literally have these customers come flock to us. I've got online screenshots of how this works. Very cool stuff over at tedcantu.com. That's TEDCANTU.com, and you'll actually see some of this stuff in action. It is quite impressive. I think you'll like it very much. And you think about the online response that I'm pulling, which is quite impressive, as opposed to direct mail. A lot of you guys out there are still doing direct mail, and you know very well how this works. Every 100 pieces of mail you send out, if you get 2 responses, that's considered a great response rate, a 2% response rate. But if, you know, here I go with 400 invites, I get about 94 people following me, which is incredible. And I can actually tell you, on the average, my number is about anywhere between 38 to 48 responses out of every 100 people I contact. Because the way I do it is so focused, it's so laser focused on a kind of niche industries that I serve. I'm able to get that kind of response from people. That is really impressive, and I think you'll appreciate that too when you see it working for you, because it gets real exciting, because now you'll have more clients and more potential business than you can actually handle. Check out my website. This is a great one for the dentists out there. www.extremedentalmarketing.com, and you'll see some great testimonials on there from Nick Kizzy and some of the responses that we've received. And when you work this way, you'll notice that your traditional advertising expenses will go down at least by 20%. You increase some business will go up. And he tells you all about that. We didn't script this at all. We just kind of free-formed it. And I turned the camera on. I had no idea what he was going to talk about. But he was quite excited to share that news with me. So there's some great videos out there right now that address the great effects of really smart online marketing such as this. So those are some of my insights for all the medical and dental clients out there, or potential online newsletter subscribers. That's a big hint. You should follow me on the web to see what I'm up to. I'm doing some really cool stuff. I've actually been in 60 plus different industries, and I can tell you that the web is kind of like when you work a casino, when you go in, you're playing blackjack, or if you're playing, different types of card games, poker, for example. There's really, you know, there's strategies, and there's also a number system when you go in that the search engines look for keywords. They want to really see who's paying attention, and they index pages a very certain way. I highly suggest that you don't make up your own keyword phrases and stick them in your pages, which is what a lot of people do. And when you do that, you'll find that the search engines will actually kind of skip over your pages, and they won't put you on page one, obviously, but they will knock you down. Couple things. Let's just kind of go through it. There's about 9 families of search engines out there, including everything from podcast search engines like this one. There's blog search engines, video search engines like YouTube. There's there's press release search engines out there, and there's all kinds of social media sites that are out there. And some of these sites actually carry somewhat of an authority rank online. So keep in mind there's a page rank system from 0, so PR0 to PR9. Obviously, it's better if you're on a PR9. And the more powerful links you can get like that, to link back to your site, it'll actually help boost up your personal site to the top of the search engines, which is really, really a powerful thing to do. There's multiple ways to do that. Some people love doing video. I'm a big fan of video as well. And but really, the favorite way for myself is to do press releases. And I think that's a really strong way to go. Keep in mind that my company actually put companies into CBS Money Watch 9 times within a 72-hour period. That's my record so far. And yes, it takes a lot of work to do that, but it's worth it because what happens is you're seen as an authority by many different people. Your press release actually goes viral too, so it lives in multiple authority domains where like-minded, your client base is searching for your services. And the idea is to take your message and spread it wide. And that is really exciting. Now, the web is actually getting more I think it's getting more congested these days because there's a real split between what was once the web, the internet, and regular media is kind of falling apart. Some of the avenues don't really work as effectively as they used to. Even email isn't really an effective news channel anymore as it used to be, you know, as far as a marketing channel. And I'm finding the newspapers are falling apart, and it's just not quite the same as it used to be. So more and more businesses are trying to market themselves on the web because it's a cost-effective medium, and it's growing faster than television. So it only makes sense to grab a hold of something that's effective and make it work. And when that happens, we have to be actually smarter in the way that we put our sites together so we can be found and we can drive traffic and business to us. On top of that, there's other things too, such as ebooks you should be creating, any kind of downloadable media, white papers and reports is really, really important. Your clients these days are kind of like, before they'll commit to doing business with you, they are like literally spying on your business to see if you're the proper doctor or dentist to service their needs. That's very, very important to remember. And there's almost like a very voyeuristic quality attached with the new prospects out there. It's not like picking a phone number out of a phone book or a magazine ad anymore. Your clients will research you out, and they'll actually look and see if you really are as effective as you claim to be, or if they like your personality or not. You'll see this quite often too. And it's very important to have a very clean, what I call a very clean thumbprint on the web. And that includes, no slanderous ex-employees or clients or patients, I should say. And also too, to play as fairly and ethically as possible. Now, occasionally something that does happen, it's out of our control. Somebody who is disgruntled will go on the web and slander a medical practice or a dental office too. And there's effective ways to combat this problem. And that's kind of what I teach. So it's pretty amazing. My book here is on Amazon.com. It's a 30-day total business makeover. I explain what I do for clients on the web. And that's what we talk about, the 9 families of search engines that are out there. So those are just a few things to keep you going. And I hope you enjoyed this special podcast. It's strictly for the medical practices out there. And I'm located in Metro Detroit. And I look forward to hearing from you and answering any questions that you may have. My number again is 248-631-9211. My 800 number is 1-888-305-2532. And you can leave me a message or a question or listen to our commercial on there. And that's fine too. Until next time, this has been Ted Cantu. And I want to thank you for listening. And I'll see you online.